Okay, Ms. Enjo will go ahead and lead us in discussion about some of the production practices in Ohio.
Morning, everyone. My name is Enjo Ng, and today I'm going to present the effect of mid-season fungicide and insecticide application on soybean yield. According to a statewide farmer survey data that is carried out from 2013 to 2015, farmers are very concerned about the disease and insect factors. So in the survey, farmers are asked to rank the yield limiting factors from 1 to 10, 1 being the most limiting factors. In other words, farmers are very concerned about that factors, 10 being the least limiting factors. So disease is ranked 3 out of 10, and insect is ranked 6 out of 10 in that survey. So based on the survey data, we can conclude that soybean growers are very concerned about the disease than the insect factors. On the other hand, farmers would apply 10 mix of fungicide and insecticide. Especially when they apply fungicide, they would just simply throw in the insecticide. And the reason because of that is the insecticide is cheap. And there could be a potential synergistic relationship between fungicide and insecticide. So the objective of my study is to evaluate the effect of mid-season fungicide and insecticide application on soybean yield alone and in combination. So this is a two-year project in 2015 and 2016. And it is carried out at 6 on-farm field trials, which is at Preble, Clinton, Mercer, Marion, Henry, and Sandusky County. The experimental design is a randomized complete block design with 4 applications. And there's 6 rows with 15 inches apart. And the variety that is used is S-Grow 3334 with a Roundup Ready trait. The treatment is applied at R3 stage, which is the initial pod development stage, using a carbon dioxide pressurized backpack sprayer. So there are altogether 8 different treatments in my study. So here are the treatment list. The first treatment I have is the control. Followed by that, the second treatment is the fungicide. And the fungicide that I use is Preaxor. Followed by that is my third treatment is insecticide and it's Warrior 2. And the fourth treatment that I have is a 10 mix of fungicide and insecticide. And the fifth treatment is fungicide and insecticide applied separately. And number six I have is a fungicide plus surfactants. And the surfactants that I use is a Superb High Surfactant Oil Concentrate. And number seven treatment I have is insecticide plus surfactant. And lastly, I have a 10 mix of fungicide, insecticide, and surfactant. So here are some measurements that I did. So first, I did a stand count. And followed by that, I have my rating that is done 1 week before the fungicide insecticide application, 2 weeks after, and 4 weeks after the application. So for my disease rating, I'm looking at brown spot and frog leaf spot. And then I did my insect defoliation rating as well. And followed by that, I did a speed scout of aphid. And when I did my rating in the field, I also did a sweep net. So for sweep net, I'm concerned about the common pests that occur in Ohio. So which is bean leaf beetle, grasshopper, green clubworm, Japanese beetle, and stink bug. And when I was out there doing my rating, I would have a rating scale with me. So here's the rating scale for septorial brown spot. And followed by that is a rating scale for frog leaf spot and the rating scale for insect defoliation. And when the plant reached the maturity stage, I will collect 10 plants per plot for the pod damage rating caused by bean leaf beetle. So what I did is I will count the total number of pods and then count the number of pods with feeding damage. From there, I'll be able to calculate the percentage of pod damage. And after that, our yield will be harvested, measured, and adjusted to 13% of moisture content. And here are some pictures showing what the bean leaf beetle pod damage looks like. So here's the result in 2015. The first row in the table is the all six locations, Clinton, Henry, Marion, Mercer, Preble and Sandusky County. And followed by that is the yield for control in bushel per acres. So for my yield data, it is analyzed using a contrast method. So first, I look at whether anything with fungicide and insecticide application works better than the control. So from there, I'm able to see that there's three locations, which is Clinton, Marion, and Preble, have a significant difference than the control at alpha level less than or equals to 0.05, which are those that mark in red. But I would like to know whether the difference is caused by fungicide or insecticide or both. So I further analyze it, comparing control with fungicide treatment. So again, I see those three locations that have a significant difference than the control. And when I compare the control with the insecticide application, I did not see any significant difference in any of the locations. So I think at this point, I know that fungicide is one of the cause difference. But now I would like to know whether I could just apply fungicide and not both fungicide and insecticide. So over here, again, the first row is the location, the followed by that is the yield for fungicide in bushel per acres. So here I compare fungicide, first I compare fungicide with the 10 mix of fungicide and insecticide. From here I see there's no significant difference at any of the location. Then I'll compare fungicide with fungicide and insecticide applied separately. Again, there's no significant difference. And lastly, I compare fungicide with the 10 mix of fungicide, insecticide, and surfactants. Once again, I see there's no significant difference in any of the location. And here's, so based on the this result, it is recommended that farmers use fungicide and not the mixture of fungicide, insecticide application. And here's the brown spot rating results. So what I show over here is the percentage of leaf area affected in bottom third and middle third canopy 4 weeks after the fungicide application at R6 stage. So the lower number, the lower number score is the one that has been applied with fungicide treatment. And those that have a high score is those that either is a control plot or they did not apply with the fungicide treatment. So from here I see that Marion County have the highest score for the brown spot rating. And here's the result for the frog leaf spot rating. And again, it's the percentage of leaf area affected in middle third and top third canopy 4 weeks after the fungicide application. And once again, Marion County has the highest score for the frog leaf spot. And Marion County is one of the locations that have a fungicide response. And here's my swim net result. So there was low insect pressure for all six locations last year. So for each insect pest, the number is less than 5 found at R3, R4, and R6 stage. Except there's a higher number of bean leaf beetle found at R6 stage in Marion County. And the number is less than 12. And overall, the soybean aphid is below threshold. And here's the result for my bean leaf beetle pod damage. All locations except Marion County have a low percentage of pod damage caused by bean leaf beetle. And Marion have the highest, which is like 13 to 18%. And the reason for that is the field trials have become a trap crop for the bean leaf beetle. Because the farmers planted their fields on May 5th and the field trials planted on May 22nd. So in conclusion, there's no significant yield increase with insecticide application due to the low insect threshold. However, there are 3 out of 6 locations had a significant yield increase in fungicide application by 4 to 7 bushel per acres. And there's no significant difference in yield between the mixture of fungicide, insecticide application and the fungicide application. And in the economic standpoint, the cost for fungicide, the total cost for fungicide application is $24, and the total cost for insecticide application is $10, and the 10 mix of fungicide and insecticide, the total cost is $27. So, but at a price, soybean price of $9.72 per bushel, For fungicide application, the break-even yield is around 2.5 bushel per acres, and there's only a bushel per acres for a break-even yield for insecticide application. And for 10 mix of fungicide and insecticide, the break-even yield is 2.8 bushel per acres. From there, I would like to thank Ohio Serving Council and USDA IPM program for funding this project, and I would like to thank my SAC member, Dr. Laura Lindsay, Dr. Ann Lawrence, and Dr. Andy Michael, and all my lab mates. And I would like to answer any question. Thank you.
Certainly have time for questions.
Yes.
I may have missed this in the beginning, but is your fungicide application automatic or are you scouting?
So the question is, if my fungicide application, did I scout for my fungicide application? Can you rephrase, like, what do you mean by, like, scout for?
Well, in other words, are you looking for a problem, or are you automatically making a fungicide application?
Oh, there is problem in the, so I have six locations. So there's two locations, there's the south, two locations in central, and two locations in north. So, like, frugally spot, it is, frugally spot and brown spot is common, disease in Ohio. So, especially especially in location in South region, they have more frugal leaf spot disease. So yes, that's yes to your question, and yes, and there's disease in the field, and I spray the fungicide application. I did this study for the for fungicide application. Yeah.
Basically, did you spray no matter what? This is the question, regardless of there's disease there.
Yes.
Do farmers automatically spray a fungicide?
If they see a fungicide, they will. If they see disease, they will spray fungicide. But at the same time, they will throw in insecticide. Yeah. Yes. So the question is, if the disease they encounter is below threshold. Yes, it is below the threshold. But for example, for frugal leaf spot, even just like for 1% of the disease rating, it could have a response on the yield response on the fungicide.
Any other questions? Well, thank you, Singjo.
Thank you.